Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I'm ready to get into this topic. Tonight we're gonna talk about the power of promotions and the tactics it takes to drive traffic to your music. But before we get into the topic, we're gonna cover the show as we always do. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come together collectively as a community to allow us to come in and speak on various topics that impact the industry of music. And Lord, we're asking you, Lord, to denounce all technical difficulties as we start into this program, and it's starting already. So Lord, Tonight, as we step into tonight's topic, I ask that you bless us all with the wisdom and the mindset to go forward into this topic, regardless of any technical difficulties that we may undergo. In Jesus' name as we pray, amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about the powers of promotions and the tactics it takes to drive traffic to your music. And the reason why this topic came up is because when it comes to music, when it comes to your musical game, it's when you come out of the box out of the studio, and you're taking your music out to the public, you need a venue, you need a path in order to promote it and get it out there to the people. Not just among your family and your friends, but to fans that you have not yet discovered. They need a way to hear it live, along with a venue of other people who's doing something similar to what you're doing. So that's where internet radio come into play, and that's where radio come into play. It allows you to work functionally into an environment where others are doing the same thing, and it's a variation of music that's taking place and happening across the airwaves. By being a part of a system that helps get your music out there and drive traffic by promotional tactics such as running a commercial, it's a way of getting your music out to the public and then getting people to go out and buy your materials. Tonight, we're going to get into that as we go forward. We're going to bring in Raw Dog. Raw Dog, welcome to the show. What's your take on tonight's time?
Hello. Good evening, Poetic. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, it's good hearing your voice a little stumbly, but that's okay.
Yeah. You don't understand what I've been through today.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
You just say it's my turn under the bus. But no, you know, this is a good topic, promotion and what have you. And, you know, what I think it's really funny is that, you know, most of the artists are not confirmed artists, and it's because they're not going through the necessary certification to say who they are. You know, now, let's just say, you know, those that want to be in the entertainment field and want to be an artist should pay and test themselves to see if the public embraces them and sees them as an artist. You know, the funny part about it, you know, being the music program director here at Hip Hop National Radio, you know, there's a lot of claims. You know, I didn't know what that term went, you know, meant when they came out and said wannabes. The wannabes, you know, they talk as though they are. Well, if you haven't tested the water and accepted rejection and come back and then find that you get success, you know, the ego trip of how great you are is like a psychosis in the mind of the artist. You've got to test these waters. You've got to invest in yourself and see if the public is going to embrace it and want to know who you are and let you know who that you're being appreciated. I'm talking about people that you don't know. I'm not talking about people in the neighborhood. I'm talking about people around the world. You know, get their endorsement because you're talking about money. You're not talking about, you know, a pat on the back. Well, I guess that's where the psychosis starts. We as parents do that to our children as they're in the talent shows coming up through elementary school, middle school, and high school. But guess what? The outside world is where you're going to make your money. So, you know, to get their understanding and their input and possibly their gratification and satisfaction that lift you to the point of being a certified artist, not a wannabe artist, but a certified, pay that money, promote yourself, see what the world says, accept it, adjust yourself, and keep putting it out to the world and let them certify you as an artist. But all this backroom club jumping is just a front.
Well, can I ask you this, though, Rodo?
No. Listen to me now for a second. When they got to pay money to get on stage, they don't realize they could pay that same money and get all over the world people to notice them because that's what they're paying to get on stage, people in the city to notice them. I'm talking about all over the world to have people hear you. And if you are certified, they will embrace you and let you know you have websites, you have stations, networks that can put you all over the airwaves. But that costs money. I understand that. But everything costs money if it's worthwhile. How's
but
that old phrase that
Rodo,
the elders used to say ain't nothing free?
But get this, if they sowed their seeds as far as their promotions and they got themselves in the public ears and they're buzzing enough, then they can get themselves booked in a club and get paid for it.
Exactly, or invited, but maybe not paid. We're talking about how they are being done.
They're having to pay to
perform. That's ridiculous. Why not pay to promote your product? Because that's what you're performing with. Put that on the airwaves. Let it go as far as it can go. That's promoting yourself. That's having some control and feedback for your pocket, not for a pat on the back. That don't help the electric bill. That doesn't help the food in the refrigerator. That doesn't help buying gas for your car. It's only helping paying somebody else's bill that sets you up so that they can get their bills paid by using artists. Promote yourself. Put yourself out there. Turn on the internet. Sit back and call somebody else and say, they're playing me tonight. Check it out. What do you think? Let the word go by the doing. Not the front of the wannabe. Let the world embrace you. Because, you see, they're not haters. They're consumers. This is a world of reality rather than a good conversation and an empty pocket. It's a show-me world. If you can show that you have something in a product that is embraced by the people, you can take your show further. You can go and knock on the right doors and get the backing and you know, from the different record companies and the distribution for your product. You can negotiate things. But if you're just out there trying to do a show, well, guess what? You know, hey, talent shows and what have you when you're in middle school and high school, that's wonderful. But, you know, once you're out of school, hate to tell you like this, this is a grown man's world. You gotta put on your big boy pants. Don't just get played with and used. Use your money to promote yourself. Because once you start, it doesn't stop. And nobody said that it was going to be an overnight jump to stardom. But there's a beginning. All of the people that are out there and that are being noticed, they've had to do the same thing that you're telling the young folks they got to do today. You got to invest in yourself. You've got to have a product that's going to be certified by the public to show that, hey, they kind of have some love for me. Not because I say they do, but because you can show the industry that you have love from the public. Don't be scared.
Let's bring 760-927 into the call. 760-927, please state your name and where you're calling in from.
Yes, sir. This is Malik L. Gunny calling in, just dropping in right now.
Malik, what's your thoughts on tonight's topic, the power of promotions and the tactics it takes to drive traffic to your music? What's your thoughts? Open up. Give me what you're thinking.
Well, let me start right here. I don't have a lot of time, but what I do know in the music industry, a lot of us start off on the road. You know, a lot of us have the raw talent, whether it's hip-hop, R&B, you know, gospel, what have you. However, we're good entertainers, you know, and we do that very well. But the problem is we don't know the business behind the music, you know. So, therefore, if you don't know the business behind the music, you don't have no rights in the music. You know, so therefore, number one, whether you're underground or mainstream or what have you, if you look at the mainstream record labels, it's a vicious circle. Number one, if you're coming in, if you're raw and got some good talents, and you're coming in, and without doing your homework, they basically, once you sign them papers, they basically own you. But if you came in and did your homework, such as intellectual properties, such as copyrights and trademarks and protecting your image and whatnot. And a lot of us is not aware of this particular science, even though with intellectual property, and you know, and then you have the art of distribution. You know, it's something that we act like we don't know nothing about. We good entertainers, but we don't know the science behind the business. So therefore, what I suggest that, first of all, let's straighten up. You know, we might be raw. You know, we got some ill MCs out there. You know, that I mean, you know, spit fire. You know, some ill poets out there. You know, singers, whatnot. But they have not yet learned the science behind the business. So therefore, when they go into the industry, they are robbed. You know, and if you look at some of our predecessors and some of the people that came before us in the music. You know, if you look at some of the old R&B stars, you know, I mean, they, you know, when they passed on, man, they passed on broke. You know, they said Jack Wilson for years didn't have a headstone on his grave. You know, hell, they call him the Black Elvis. You know what I'm saying? But apparently, he was not taking care the business behind the music. But we have some that came like such as Sam Cooke. You know, that owned his own record label, you know, and did his own copyrights and did his own intellectual properties, people like Curtis Mayfield and whatnot, you know. So we should learn from those that came before us. But so many times today, especially in hip-hop, you know, we invented, we created the music, we created the style, we created the genre, but we don't own the music. We don't own the genre. We don't own our images. We don't own none of this. So therefore, if we go, I suggest some writers' workshops. you know, teaching. Now, it's one thing writing a song, then it's another thing protecting your song. It's another thing creating an image, and it's another thing protecting that image, you know. A lot of us have, if you take out the Jordan, look at the Jordan image, you know, the Air Jordan, you know. It's questionable whether he even owned that image, you know what I'm saying? So we got to get to the point where we start more ownership, you know, as far as driving, getting people to hear our music and listen to our music. It's going to take a little time, you know. It's going to take some promotion. And sometimes you got to do that, what we call guerrilla promotion. Sometimes you got to hit the streets, you know, and it, just to get a, say if you did a show, just to get 100 people at your show, you might have to distribute 5,000 to 6,000 flyers, you know. And then on top of that, you know, a radio promotion, whether it's through some kind of media promotion, whether it's through Facebook or YouTube or whatever. But the point is, we need to control our resources, control our music, control our art. You know, right now there's no art. You know, hip hop is just basically a thing of the past. You know, and then we have people like yourself, you know, trying to keep the preservation of hip hop. You know, we honor that, you know. So I see you out there moving and doing what you got to do, and whether it's through media or what, and trying to educate and enlighten the masses, this, particularly in this music that we call hip-hop, brother. I honor what y'all doing. You keep on doing it. But the thing is, we have to create some kind of writer's workshop, some our own record labels, our own distribution. And we may not be able to distribute on a mass level, but we can start off from what we got, you know, and sometimes we got to get out there and do some hard groundwork, you know. So we're looking for somebody to discover that and discover us, and the chances are that's not going to ever happen.
Don't get me wrong. That's exactly what people are looking for. They're looking that they're you can make a wish or you can make it happen. And that's what people are doing. They're making a wish, and they say, oh, man, I wish this would happen, and I wish that would happen, and I wish this would happen. But they're just sitting by waiting to be discovered. And in today's time, you got to put the groundwork in and put in the work, not even the time, the investment, the money, the networking. All of it plays a key into your promotions. If you're not, believe it or not, promotions come with networking on a major scale.
Absolutely.
This is a business of who's who and who you know.
And you know what? I agree with you guys. And you know what? And I'm glad that the gentleman recapped on everything we've gone through in the last week and a half with the intellectual properties and the copyrights and all of those things. But what we found is that when we talk about these things that we're talking about on the air, it's to give them a thought of and open a door to say, you know, I don't know anything about these different subjects. Who do I talk to? And see, there's where Hip Hop National Radio, the other side, when he's talking about promotions, comes in. That the groundwork of making sure that they have already taken the steps that you just said so that they can be promoted into different points, because that there's the catch. Now, me knowing Poetic and knowing his connections and the circuit and how this game works, he's very locked into the musical network. So once all of those things, they have confirmed and shown the license and what have you, then he has the ability to make a phone call and get it rolling on the promotion side for other areas for these artists and get a statistical breakdown of the times and the comments and the points of people saying whether they like the song, how what they thought about the song. So the portfolio begins. See, that was the one thing when I heard you recap, and I appreciate everything you said. But all of that you said about the intellectual properties and the copyrights and this and that and the other go into a portfolio. Because just having them and telling somebody is not enough. They have to have the visual business side so that they can move up in this industry. One thing is saying it, but the other thing is the evidence and the certification. See, and that's what I love about Hip Hop National Radio. This man, Poetic, takes them through the steps and makes sure that when they say, hey, I'm ready, I want to try, all the backup is necessary.
Let me say this about promotion, and I'm going to leave it alone for a minute. But what I'm saying here with the whole promotion, most artists, they basically promote themselves. And what happened, even though now say they put a mass for promotion, you know, television, you know, the radio, you know, the billboards or whatnot, you know. But in truth and reality, you know, these things can be done, really done ourselves. Now, if you know, and all it takes, the problem is we're not really investing into this thing we call music like we did in the 50s and the 60s and perhaps even the 70s, and even during the birth of hip hop, you know, in the early 80s, you know, late 70s or whatnot. But we started to put, see, we can really promote ourselves, you know. If you look at people like
I got a question. For you. Okay. And a person that goes to court and they represent themselves, what do they call them? They call them a fool. That's right. What you're just saying is correct, but it's not the way to do it.
Well, see, the thing is, the problem is everybody's been going with the norm, and apparently you've been going
with the norm
in the last 30 years, and hip-hop
has not. I just told you what the norm was. I'm telling you what the norm is. If you didn't know, then I apologize. But the norm is
not
doing it that way. You're talking about... You're talking about the exploitation and the runaround without the certification that's necessary.
Certification from where? From whom, brother? Who certified?
See, now that's what you
got to
pay for. I ain't going to tell you who. I'm telling you how.
Now, what certification? You're talking about certification.
You don't know what certification is.
Oh, okay, if I don't know, tell me what certification you're talking about then. Look, brother, what I'm saying is going to take work. It's going to take work.
Didn't
and what it's going
to
have to
work.
No, right now, brother, look, we don't own hip hop, brother.
I love a good debate. Let's give each other respect though. And one at a time.
Saying this, brother, we don't own hip hop, brother.
We don't own hip hop.
That thing is snatched. You know, it's a handful of Jews that own this whole thing, man, and that's ridiculous, man.
Wait a minute.
You know,
you got a handful of
people that control the hip hop. Wait, hold on, brother. I'm over here speaking raw truth right now, brother.
You're not speaking the total truth.
Brother, it's a handful of people that run this whole game, man. I'm trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
But do you want me to tell me what you want to tell me? But we're not going
to
have a conversation,
you got
right?
You got to sell your soul,
so
damn.
So that's how you work your business,
time.
Huh? You over-talk
people instead of taking something.
Guys, I have to step in for just a moment. I only want to step in for a moment so we can give each other the courtesy of working with each other. Now, I really appreciate everybody. I love a hot discussion. God knows I do. I just enjoy it, trust me. But I want the courtesy of having a discussion. That way the listeners understand it. So I'm gonna give you a few seconds, Raw Dog. Open up your mouth, fill your spill, and then let Malik talk now, because it's only fair.
But he asked me a question. Did you hear that? And I was trying to answer
him. Yeah.
And when I started
answering
him, that's when he overspoke me, because guess what? He didn't want me to tell the truth. So, okay, let him talk then. I was going
no,
to
I just said, what I'm saying is y'all have courtesy with each other so we can get through it.
He asked me a question. I started answering. He talked over me. That's
okay.
Where it went.
All right.
Let me say this, and I'm gone. If any one of you can prove to me that, you know, that hip-hop is not 100% controlled, you know, by these so-called Jews, prove me wrong. I say I'm absolutely right on this. It's a handful, probably ain't even five individuals that control this whole hip-hop. Now, tell me if I'm wrong
and
prove to me that I'm wrong, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Is Sony Jewish? Yes or no? Is Sony Jewish? No. So you don't know what I was going to tell you.
Look,
now,
I mean, you know, so what?
Sony
you
Jewish.
No, wait,
just
wait,
answer
listen.
That
what,
one
what,
question.
What? No, Sony is Jewish, but you have to understand.
Okay,
Sony
and then you say it was controlled
wait,
by the Jews.
Let me tell you something about the Sony Corporation. Hold on, brother. You know,
wait
I know the Sony Corporation is owned by the Japanese. Hold up, brother. Hold up. Hold up. Well, you just opened up a can of worms and Sony Jewish.
No, you
now,
opened it up
no.
because you said it was controlled
no,
by the Jews.
Not,
I asked you who
you
Sony
what,
was.
I tell you what, they got a great percentage of control of Sony Corporation. Sony Corporation is not fully owned by the Japanese anymore. And anybody that's inside the music industry know this. You know what I'm saying, brother? So this is all I'm saying, you know.
But you've made a statement. I just
that,
asked
man.
You
we,
a question.
All I'm saying, let me say this, that we need to get control of our resources, control of our art. This control is right there. The problem is that we fail to do anything about it. You know, we got the same opportunity to set up a record company. We got the same opportunity to create the channels of distribution, to create the channels of promotion. We got the same opportunity, you know, to spread this music across this vast sea of information superhighway, all kind of ways we can do this, you know, but we got to take control. Now, not everybody is under control. Some people are independent, and a lot of brothers and young men out there that's independent with their music, hustling with their music, doing it the way they could, you know, set up their labels or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, and out there promoting the way they could, whether it's a guerrilla style of promoting or whatever, they're getting it done. And guess what? If they sell 10,000 records, even 5,000 records, that's a nice little lump sum for them because they ain't got all of this overhead, and I'm done with this. I appreciate
hey, wait,
you,
wait, Malik, don't bail out right now.
Sony ain't you.
Listen, don't bail out yet. Don't bail out. we got Quinn on deck. He raised his hand. I guess you guys said something that says, "Boom, I want to speak." Quinn, what's your thoughts, sir?
I mean, you know, hey, you know, I'm always over my man Rado. You know what I mean? So, hey. I'm trying to figure out what's I'm trying to get an understanding about the hip hop situation. I'm trying to understand about who. I mean, he mentioned something that we don't control hip hop. You know what I mean? I'm trying to figure out that. You know. So I mean, you know, explain that. You know, explain some of that to me, brother.
Are you speaking to me, brother?
Yes, sir.
Well, I know the majority of the major labels, say if you're looking at Universal Records, you know, you're looking at Interscope Records. You're looking at even some parts of the old Def Jam or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Any of these records and even all these guys with imprints and whatnot, if you do the research, you will find out that there's a few Jews behind that. You know, one is Jimmy Iovine. You know, and they got a few, and mainly him, because he really got a power source locked down on this whole industry, you know, this whole industry, even with his humble beginnings 22 years ago. But right now he's controlling this thing. And it's going, you know, all the Universal Records is controlled by a couple people right now. And you will find a few A&R individuals or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that may be black or whatnot, or a few talent scouts or whatever. But the problem is the reason why you locked out, brother, you know, and you may hone some of the best skills, you know, you might be one of the best lyricists ever. The reason why you locked out is not because of your skills, not because people don't want to hear your music, it's not because you ain't got no bomb beats or whatnot. The problem is it's a selected few, and if you have any sort of intelligence, you know, like independence, and they see that, and they don't want to deal with you on that because they want to control you. You know, and by the time you get through, you know, if you sold 6 million, went platinum 6 times, by the time they get through with you, if you walking away with $600,000, you lucky. You know, and that's some bullshit. You know, pardon my language, but that's
crazy.
Yeah, pardon your language.
You're right. He's right on that. He's right.
And I was going to agree with him too, man. I was going to agree with him on that because that's reality.
But.
What's that?
That's the dumb one.
Hey, guys. Malik. I don't want you to bail out. I want you to hang in.
That's the dumb one. We got to say that in this music industry.
I got about
there,
five
there
more
have been,
and I got a little meeting I got to attend to. So I got about five, 10 more minutes. So let me hear you,
rude.
Brother.
Shit. Hey, get me when you get me.
Okay.
Get me when he's gone, because he's just a rude ass, and I'm not dealing with. He talk over everybody.
Okay. All right. I say like this. You made some valid points there, Malik. Unfortunately,
your thing. I only called, but your brother, I ain't talked to you in a couple years. Probably your last year. I only called because you requested it, brother. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. You know, I've got better things to do than having a pissing contest over the air. You know what I'm saying? So peace and blessings, man. And anytime, just drop me a line, brother. Peace.
All right. Take care. All right, that was heated. We're going to go to a couple of commercials. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and tonight we're talking about the power of promotions and the taxes it takes to drive traffic to your music. It's amazing sometimes, man, what this thing bring about. But that's how it is, and that's how we bring it, keep it raw and keep it real. Let's just keep it tactful. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identities, event planning and promoting, printing, graphic design, CD pressing and duplication, voice on hold, radio commercial production, TV commercial production, video production, call conversion, contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcast.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about the power of promotions and the tactics it takes to drive traffic to your music. Well, Hip Hop National is a platform to allow you to do that. We have put this program together so we can reach out to the masses and bring in a crowd of people of various backgrounds, professional backgrounds at that, that impact this industry of music. We have these topics for your purpose to help promote you and with the understanding of what it takes to get in this game and remain in it. We open up this platform so you can promote your music on here. You know, there's space anytime where you hear a commercial that could be your music. Anytime during Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we're having music always in play. A commercial is very important to drive traffic back to wherever your music is being played at. If it's on Reverb Nation, you want to drive people there? You need a commercial to drive it there. You want to do it to your Facebook or your website? That's what we're here for. We're here to be, as a united front for music, to help drive traffic towards your music. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So, Raw Dog.
Yeah, I apologize to the people out here listening, but Raw Dog, that's the name. That's the way I roll. I got a thing about truth. I got a thing about if you're going to lay the picture, lay the picture. You know, I've known a lot of players, pimps, and street thugs. And let me tell you something. When you know that the gameplay that I just heard, I don't know why. Ask a question, get an answer. If what you're saying is wrong, admit. Move forward. Put it like this. There's all kinds of people on the face of this earth, no matter what nationality they are. But remember, business is business. And you conduct yourself as a business individual, and you can walk through them doors, irregardless of what the nationality of the individual. Don't let that stop you. Don't let that put a chip on your shoulder. Don't let them lean you to the slow track, to the low track. You know, hey, been around.
You know, I have to agree with that. You can't feed into the ethnic background, who runs this, and it doesn't matter. People are getting into this thing as long as they appropriate their product. It's about sales. If it has potential, boom, you get in there.
Check this out. Me and you could go out today to buy a car. We go to the car lot. You negotiate your deal. Same car, I negotiate my deal. We meet back at the house, and you show me you done paid $1,000 more than me. Well, okay. The smarter the business in this business, the better you have to negotiate. When we talk about, you know, the having the intellectual properties and your copyrights and all of that, that's business. That's just natural business. When you come to Hip Hop National Radio, we ask you these questions. If you don't understand, we'll give you the answers. We'll even try to show you the door to go to get the certification that's necessary for you to move into that level. See, the funny part about all of this and that and the other, you know, is that you have to understand this is a big old world, and there are more and more people taking control in many, many different ways. So, you know, don't think that if you're a hip-hop artist and you're a minority that you have to stick with the minority to get over the top. You get in and you understand that we all, when we cut, no matter what we are, we bleed the same color blood. Don't put the racist steps in there, because that's only going to stop you. That puts a chip on your shoulder. Because you see, how you invest your money and you can do your business, it will show on how you are as a business person. I heard the example of Jackie Wilson. Different era, bad contract. Tony Braxton, different era, bad contract. Good business, bad business. We're not here to tell you to do bad business. But remember this, you're going to have to hire an attorney if you were to approach that door and to get sign. Okay, promoting yourself. Promoting yourself is aligning yourself with a team of people that are going to represent and have your back in the necessary paperwork and understanding and where you stand as an entertainer in this world. You got to have statistics. You got to have certification. When I made the statement certification, these are the lines of, okay, I've got, what, 50,000 Facebook fans. I've got 300 hits on YouTube.
Let's stop there for a second. You got 50,000 Facebook fans. They got to be real fans. They got to be talking about your music. They have to be commenting on your music. They can't be some kind of fake thing that some systematic way of pimping your profile gave you a whole bunch of numbers. That's just like filling your car up with air.
No, you know what that's like?
There's nobody echoing what you're doing. That's not like a fake ID.
That's
fake ID, and don't get me wrong, Raw Dog. I'm seeing it more and more and more that people are doing it on Twitter. They're doing it on Facebook. They're doing it in all of their things. And then they'll come and say, "Hey man, look how I'm doing on whatchamacallit. Man, my music is hot. Oh really? It's hot.
Right.
So you got all of these numbers here. You got all of these numbers here as far as your Facebook is concerned, your Twitter, your Instagram, and all of these numbers adding up. But what don't add up is you don't have anybody talking about it. There's no comment about what you're saying. And tell me who's sharing it, and then show me how many have turned into sales for you.
Now, you know what's so funny? What's so funny is this. He can't in that conversation before, you know, when I brought up Sony, we know they're not Jewish. But I'm going to say to you, I've done business with people that are Jewish in the music industry, and it was correct. It was pleasant. It was business. And I can respect that. The thing about this industry is that you can't pick and choose a color that has the money. You're just grateful that they have
Let me tell you one thing about money. Money is the most universal concept they got.
It's green.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Lettuce.
Now, I agree. I agree if you have a product in trying to sell your product.
He also said some things that was right. And this was the thing
that he did say
was right. As far as intellectual properties, we need to own our intellectual properties.
Right.
I agree with that.
We had already gone through that on other shows.
We also
ask and critique the artists that come to you or I talk to, and we ask about these things and we explain these things. So that was nothing new. He thought he was bringing something new. And the people that listened and understand realize that we have covered those issues, and it was a point that this subject was about promoting. And when he went into promoting, it was due to pay to be on stage, because he said we're entertainers, that's what we do. And it's okay to be like Jackie Wilson, who died broke, because that's the way the entertainment field is. No, we're not trying to encourage that to happen.
Did he say it was okay?
Well, no, he used it as an example. But he didn't say it was okay. No. But as an example, and it was a point that you're not, you know, who did he say and that he said could rise above that? There was no rising. It was just swimming in the pool. You know, we're trying to tell people about rising. If you follow that same format and those same things, by the time you get your talent together, you'll be burnt out. You'll be everybody's fool. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but looky here. I'm here for trying to save them, get them to understand that it's not an overnight business, that you're going to have overnight success. He said that, and I can appreciate that. But in the same point, you don't quit your day job. You invest in yourself from right where you're sitting right now. You don't have to get out into the world and invest in someone else's night out, and it's not going to bring you anything. You know, a lot of artists say that they recoup their fees by selling products in the club. Well, okay, now they're paying space in a venue to do that. Now,
because I was going to say this, because we say invest, and that's a word that we use loosely. Let's break it down what we're talking about investment, because to me that is what you were just about to say. If you've invested in your product and you've invested with a nice wrap, a nice design around that product, and the sound quality is premium, it's mixed and it's mastered properly, you got merchandise to sell. That's investing.
Right. Yeah, right.
But at the beginning, in the beginning of your takeoff, don't overinvest in the CDs. Trust me.
Well, yeah, that's correct.
You need to invest in a small amount there. You need to invest in, there's press releases that has to come about around it, let people know that you're in the public eye. Trust me.
Right.
And if you don't know what you're doing, you need a PR person to help you get there.
You remember we got that call from the guy in Las Vegas, and how he talked about he marketed his CD by finding an outlet that would allow him to put five in there. And he said that he then sent his own.
Oh yeah, well
don't get me wrong.
Stores will allow you to put something there on contingency.
Exactly, but you know what? A lot of the young artists don't realize that, but it's also how the presentation to get four or five placed in there, it works. You know.
Now let's say this, Rodolph. Okay, in the stores.
Okay, you just kept breaking up right then, so I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay. Let's say in all the stores.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If no one in all it doesn't matter. It takes a campaign to drive them there. It takes a period of being heard that allows people got something out there for sale. And they want, and the way to really get them to sample the product is to be played on the airwaves.
Exactly. You've got to have more than one avenue. You've got to have more than one avenue, and you're kind of breaking up. So you might want to adjust your equipment and not get so excited because you keep cutting in and out.
Do we? Am I? Oh, man. Do you hear me now?
Well, you was getting excited. I could tell. You was moving your head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you get some little head gestures.
Oh, man, I was nodding my head like crazy, man.
Yeah, I was shaking like a bobblehead. But I can see.
I was doing a bobblehead movement, brother.
I know. Yeah. But you know what? You're absolutely correct. You have to have a plan. And your plan of marketing and promoting and what have you, like we say, there's no such thing as an overnight success. Your first CD may not catch the public's embrace, but who said if you're a true artist, you're not going to stop there. You know, and so the whole thing is that it's like a train. You take off slow, and the momentum, once you get to your third or fourth CD, because it's going to take that. Let's not fool each other and say, it's my fourth song. just a single. No. There's the catch between what's happening in this industry. Guys are coming up with two or three different singles, and they think, I'm ready. They're not. You're not ready. You need a repertoire. Did I say that correct, Poetic? Is it repertoire?
It's repertoire. Repertoire.
Oh, you need a test full of songs. Because, see, guess what? Then you're pigeonholed. Who's to say how versatile you really are with your lyrics if you only have three, four songs? You know, can you say a baby walks after four steps, or does it have to walk? See, that's this. You know, that's what I heard in the conversation earlier. I didn't hear if you're an artist, you should have a catalog of songs. You should have a catalog. So you've had a choice of picking between 15 out of the 30 or the 35. Let's not kid ourselves. It takes that. There are artists that we have realized were icons in this game, and you still haven't heard what they have to offer, and they're dead. They put out great music after Tupac was killed. How come that wasn't on his CD before then? Because he had a treasure chest of material. The sign of a good artist is not just limiting or being limited to two or three or four or even five. You need like 35. You need like 45. How many songs could Luther sing? How many songs could Aretha sing? How many joints has Little John played? How many songs has T-Pain made? Come on now, this is not an easy game. This is a game that you have to be for real with yourself, God, and the industry and the people out here so you can be certified as an artist.
Rondo, was those trivia questions? Because, man.
Oh, man. They were questions. Let me say this to you. See, that's why... I guess Raw Dog and Malik could never ride in a car together. And I'm not putting them down. But I'm going to tell you the truth. One, I know the truth. You're not going to put your foot on my neck and keep me at a level that you know that there's no rising from. I know when somebody's got their foot on my neck. Don't tell me to run to the malls and pass out this and that and the other, and I only got five, six songs. Because you're not an artist. You are someone that is getting their craft and their catalog together. You know, anybody that's made it in the industry has done hundreds of songs. They may not have been their own. They might have been covers. But they still have done, and they have this in their resume. And they, you know, I think we had an A&R lady that came on the show, and I asked her, I said, well, if an artist comes to you and he's got like 46 songs, how would you feel about that artist? And she went, ooh, that's a good one. That's a special one. And she said that she has the pathway to the music labels. You remember that lady?
Yes, I do.
No, don't say her name.
I was about to, too.
But see, they
I was looking. Yeah.
See, you know, and I asked her one night. I said, well, tell me, artist, if an artist came to you with 46 songs, what would you think? If you could just kind of hear her eyes getting wide over the telephone, oh, yeah, that would be great. Then you'd have examples and choices to pick from. And see, there's the, there's what, you know, a lot of the young artists are doing one song, the five songs, and they're jumping out there. But let's just say, what if they didn't? They didn't, wouldn't put themselves through the misery. They wouldn't put themselves through the struggle. They wouldn't create what they call haters. They what they would is be creating a treasure chest that they could see and hear their talent grow. You know, that's just like a baby picture, and then you get the kindergarten picture.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the growth and the change within the individual, the, your character, your control, your dynamic depth of creativity. You know, you can see all of, but in promoting yourself, it only works when you're ready and you have it together to be promoted. Don't get it twisted.
Now,
Rod,
you know something?
Together ain't going to work for you.
Now, we the other night we were on and we were talking about a tour, a touring, and the question is, how necessary is it? And if you're paying for it, is it, are you really touring?
Well, see, first of all, the word touring sounds excellent. Sounds just wonderful, doesn't that?
But not, it sounds
on,
phenomenal.
Tour.
Sounds
I'm
like you're doing something
tour.
Big.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're doing something huge. Sounds like you're
exactly.
doing something big.
Exactly.
But my question is, Here is my big question is, if you're paying for your food, you're paying for your travel, you're paying for the hotels, you're paying for the lugging of your instruments, the to and from, the flight to and from, are you really touring and making money? Does it make sense?
Well,
you have to put it all together.
First of all, okay, let's just say, okay, work an 8-hour job, minimum wage, okay, you get that, you had to have lunch, you had to have gas money to get there, and then you go home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay, out of minimum wage, and ours up here is close to $10 an hour, so let's just say $80 a day, let's just say out of that $80 a day. Oh, they're trying to get it to $15 an hour.
I'm moving up there.
Look here. No, and that's the truth. But you know what? They're getting ready to jump sky high with the utilities and everything. You know, it's getting really to get ugly. But anyway, getting back on the subject. Okay, $80 a day.
Yeah.
$15 gas and, let's say, lunch if you buy it. And you're back home. Okay, so that means you only made $65 a day. But Uncle Sam. So Uncle Sam going to take out, oh, let's say $5 out of your day. So you get home with $60. You're home. All right, on the road, you have to make an equivalent of $250 to $300 per day to equate to that $65 a day. Do you know why? Bet you can't tell.
Why?
Because internal revenue is going to get 1/3.
Oh, they gonna get their cut.
Yeah, but see, if you're touring, let's say, okay, that's what a lot of people don't understand is that there's no taxes being deducted at the time that they're creating a tour that, let's just say, you're getting paid, okay?
Okay.
They don't realize that withholding and FIC and you know, all of that's not being deducted. So what happens?
But that's
that's
a favorable thing if you're getting paid for it. I'm just talking about the people who's spending their dimes in it, and they ain't getting paid, and everybody else around them getting paid. And in fact, they paying the paycheck.
Okay, so you mean to tell me that they're paying to be on tour?
I'm talking about those who do it. I ain't talking about those who don't. There are people.
So you mean the ones that
get
paid to go on tour?
Yep, paid to get on tour.
You mean they got something like that going on?
There's people who's doing it, and in fact, I've
actually ran into a person who was, you know, charging people to be on the tour. Now, the point is, if you're paying to do anything of the like, and unfortunately, you are not in the business of music, you're giving them business because you're not making it. And you're not making money doing
it. You know, God.
Because that's not how it's done. That's not promotions. That's not proper promotion. That's a bad tactic if that's what you're using.
I didn't even have a concept that they weren't getting paid. And when you say they're not getting paid, I went back to the Superfly days where you had a big Cadillac and all the women and you running from state to state and they paying you because they in your stable. God, that's almost what it is, huh?
That's what it is, brother.
Instead, they put them on a bus and they pay them to take them from state to state. They get paid to do that. Wow.
Yeah.
They have changed the name of the game and the product that they're putting out there on the streets to use.
I'm not saying that that happens all the time, but if those are one of the tactics you're using to promote your music, bad tactic.
Well, you know what?
Music,
now, there goes the whole thing. There's a right way to do it, and that doesn't say that you're going to have success. But that's going to say that you have control and freedom and you have the ability to see the truth about the public. And if there is a demand that is stirred up through just advertising and what have you, and being able to sleep in your own bed at night at home. You know, I mean, I understand the industry. I really understand.
How do
you
create? We're gonna go to a break, Rodol, and when we come back, I want to ask you this: how do you create a demand for a product that's just new out the box? When we get back, I definitely want to talk about that. You listen to the power of promotions and the taxes they take to drive traffic to your music, and when we come back. How do you create a demand for a product just totally new out the box? You as the artist, what do you have to do in today's time to make it happen? We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
It's a new year. Time to upgrade your car, truck, or SUV.
It's time to play.
You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotions,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706. Where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
HipHopNational.com.
HipHop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Photoshop. Original. Dry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's K-A-Y-O, visit online at KOblowkisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Dry Wolf, a hip-hop national radio exclusive.
HipHopNational.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Guys, if you have not uploaded your music, go do so now. www.hiphopnational.com. Upload it there. We will get we'll review the music, and then we'll give you an approval. And then it's up to you to take it from there. Run with it. Get the ball and run with it. Take it by the chain and just go. It's time to promote. And those are the people that we want to do business with, that it's going to promote their product. Very, very important, very significant to tonight's topic as well. When something's new out the box, Rodolph, what do you do with it? What should an artist do when he's got all his ducks in a row? He's done his copyrights. He's done all the right things that we talk about on the show. The only thing he got next is he got something sitting in his hand, and he need to move the product. What would you suggest out the box?
Well, before he moves the product, I think an evaluation of the product. See,
is necessary.
You know, there are resources outside of that maybe artists aren't aware of that will, listen to and give feedback to maybe some things that the artist is not aware of that either they found that it needed some type of change, or it just doesn't have what it should have, and go back to the drawing board. You know, that's the funny thing about these recordings now. You can add to them or you can change them. It's not called, throw yourself off a cliff and destroy yourself. It's just go back, rethink it, and let me hear a different version. Work with, I like the lyrics. Let me hear a different work of the music behind it, or kind of rework maybe a portion of the lyric. See, you know, when somebody writes a book, they send it to someone that will read the book and give them feedback so that they can do a rewrite or an edit or whatever is necessary for that book to be done and heard or read in the proper light that it's going to be of value in this world, marketing world, as far as a product that they're selling. You know, I don't hear many hip-hop artists wanting feedback. They claim that it's the bomb and that's it, without feedback. Everything has got a test course. You know, new food products, when they put them out, they test them before they put them out, for consistency, for depth, for longevity. You know, it's I hear a song once and I go, yeah, but is it a song I can listen to two or three more times? Do I ever want to hear it anymore? Once was enough. We've had submissions here at Hip Hop National Radio that you'll listen to just once, and that's all you want to hear it.
I listen to it for a few seconds, and that's all I want to hear.
Right. Why? Because, flavor of it that is not palatable to listen
well,
to.
Well, I'll tell you why, portion of why I would listen onto a little bit. One would suspect that the person who's submitting the music has got some kind of wind of the program and how the program it works. If they haven't got wind of the program, they should investigate before they submit. Artists tend to submit music all the time without, you know, soliciting the music first to find out how they should go about soliciting their music. They just release it.
But see, that's the catch to it. They're not asking for feedback before they submit a song out to the world. You
mm-hmm.
know, the wording, the S word, I said I wasn't going to say it anymore, the B word, the N word, all those things are in submissions that we get. And that's not allowed in a majority of the radio network, whether it's internet or a celestial. They're trying to keep their platforms on an upper level for everyone to listen to. And
it's a business. Remember,
yeah,
this is a business.
Why wouldn't they ask for that one thing? Give me feedback. We only charge a small fee for feedback. You know, what is $10 if you submit a song, say, I just want feedback. I'm not trying to get it on the air. I need feedback. Can you critique this and tell me your thoughts and what's necessary that I should do to the song? That's buying an evaluation. And there's the catch to it. You need a neutral evaluation so that you understand those that are in the industry, how they see and what they get from your product. You're not a hater, I'm not a hater, and the rest of the staff aren't haters. But guess what? You can't help someone if they're not going to ask for help. And you can't give help away for free, because you won't be able to help yourself if all you're doing is helping others all day, 24 hours. So there is a fee. But see, there's what we call investing in yourself. Pay that fee. Get that feedback. That's a piece of paper. You might have to go back and rework what you're doing. But guess what? Once you've done it, get back with us. Say, hey, what do you think? How is this song now? Don't just keep stomping out there and having the doorway slammed, and then you become bitter, because this industry is not going to tell you anything for free. We'll just let you believe what you want to believe. So, you know,
correct.
These are a lot of the things that they don't understand about, that when we say promote yourself, that's one avenue. Get feedback. That's promoting yourself. Here, I have a product here, and I just want you to listen to this and, you know, tell me, can I get this in the mainstream, or do I have to keep it underground? And if I wanted to be able to be heard all over the world, what critiquing or changes possibly? You know, ask the hard questions, but you got to pay for that service. Be just
mm-hmm.
like you listen to it for a couple of minutes, because guess what? You're doing that for free. You have other clients and things you must do. You can't spend a whole bunch of time on a non-client. And let's just not, you know, let's talk about business. This is an industry. This is a business. We're number one on the planet when it comes to the independent artists that we play, and we go all over the globe. So let's not play small time, because those days are over. If you want to step out in the world, and if you want to be somebody in this world, do it right. Because if you decide that, hey, guess what? There's a whole bunch of haters at the top, and people of other cultures that have the money in the industry, and you're going to just claim that that's why you can't get through the door, then, you know, okay.
Let me finish this one thing.
You don't want me to run all over you and talk all over you? But check this out. All I want you to do, if that's what you think, and when you say different cultures or races are at the top and what have you, I want you to right now go to your front door, walk out your door, and go to the first corner, and when you see the stop sign, that's what I'm telling you to do for your career. Stop it. Because you've already stopped yourself by using that as an excuse.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's an excuse. Because in all reality, if you look at something as though the stop sign is up and you don't attempt to do it, then you have failed.
Exactly.
You have failed before you even gave yourself a chance. It's very important that you step out beyond. You got to get out of the box. In fact, you got to act as if there is what?
A big old world out here. No box.
No box. And that's the point.
Because
as long as you have that mentality that you have these stop signs and these barriers in front of you, then you've already defeated yourself.
Exactly.
You definitely have to step out there with the confidence behind the campaign in which you put across the board. If you believe enough in your stuff, investment is definitely the key behind what you're doing. But then also behind that key is strategy and tactics of going about doing it.
There you go.
Very
strategies,
important.
Tactics, and a pathway.
I like that.
That's where you get the name Poetic from. Oh, you go, guy. But listen, check this out. See, the trip is that, okay, I remember watching Ice Cube and Michael Epps in, what was that, Janky Promoters. Very funny movie. You saw that one, too?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, let me say something to you. Control are what a lot of the janky promoters are trying to use. Now, there are very good event promoters and what have you that don't fall into that category. But you can tell a janky promoter.
But you're not talking about them.
Huh?
I said those are the people that you're not talking about. The ones that's upstanding and trying to do it right.
No, there are the legitimate, those that give you the righteous dues that you deserve and treat you as an entertainer, as an artist. Oh, no. But the janky ones will tell you that, you know, you got to be around the beehive. This is the way it's done. This is it. And hey, it's not going to work this way. We got to get control of it and all of this and that and the other. Well, let me say this to you. No. Michael Jackson had Sony because he was a great artist. Okay? You know, when you start to look out here in the industry, and yes, you know, in the good old days, there was more, like they say, clandestine rule over the music industry. But you know what? I'm going to say this. I, in my family tree, we have all racial, different racial categories that are in my family. That tree has shifted. You can see that person may not have the same color skin as you, but you don't know who their sister, brother, uncle, aunt is now in a relationship with and has embraced as family. So you have to be open-minded to this world, and you cannot use excuses. Promoting yourself will save you from making a fool out of yourself. Now, everybody got to play the fool sometime, but you ain't got to be an everyday sucker. See, the catch to this whole game is this. You can stick your foot into it, but understand it's not going to happen overnight. Understand that it's going to take hard work in the studio and sticking to a strategic plan, which may not be like everybody else that is in the neighborhoods doing.
I want you to watch the board for me, Rod, for a second. Can you look at that board
John
real quick?
Hey, you know what? John Lowe's there. You know I love John Lowe. You know I give it up for John Lowe. You know, hey, wait a minute. I'm going to even bring John Lowe in. John, you there?
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Rod?
Oh, good, good. Much love to you. Poetic is getting a little rough tonight.
Okay,
yeah, poetic.
The pot calling the kettle black.
Hey. Help me, please, help me. Quinn was on there, but Quinn called in and he was on there, but I think he felt the heat from Poetic. And he said, well,
yeah,
we gotta
right. go.
Go
ahead, Mr. Lowe. What's happening, man? Give us your take on tonight's topic.
I caught the last end of it, man. I really didn't got the whole story. But like Raw Dog was saying, man, you're going to have patience out here in this organization, in the industry, trying to reach your goals. And like you say, man, the key is that you got to get you a team together and get somebody that's willing to work with you and give you an opportunity, because Hip Hop National is reaching a lot of different coasts now, reaching out a lot of different people. You know, they can put you here to L.A., to New York, Chicago, bring everybody to one base, and that's Hip Hop National Radio, man. And you said something very powerful last week on the show. Talking about, you know, let's produce one artist superstar out of Hip Hop National Radio. And I know it's some great guys out there. They got some good music. And like Rodall said, you're going to have to, you know, this is industry. You got to clean it up. He said he get a lot of submissive music out there. He submitted to him, but it's not quite clear and clean. Well, it's the same thing over Hip Hop National Radio. I mean, you know, you just can't put anything out there. And that's the thing with the unsigned artists. They need to know the business side of the industry. And that's what y'all guys are doing. You're doing a great job.
Now I got to ask you this, John. Do you think it's because we just don't like to hear profanity? Or do you think it's because it's a business decision to open up and expand the marketing ability of the song? Which is your thoughts?
My thought is it's a business decision, and that's a very good business decision. With my guys also, there's certain songs I will only post on social media. It's got to be clean. There's some songs that we got, it's hard. But I only leave those songs on something like SoundCloud. The rest of the songs, like live shows like this right here, or Facebook or YouTube and stuff like that, I try not to put any bad words out there, what I'm trying to say, the B and the N word in their music. So it's a great business decision, and it shows that that's a good business mind to make a good business decision like that.
Rodolph?
Oh! You gonna throw it to me, huh, Poetic?
Yeah.
You
see, you
know,
that
I got nothing but love for John Lowe. You know, I was waiting to get something from John Lowe that he was going to grab your eye, I'm going to grab your leg, and we're going to throw you under the bus. But John is such an eloquent person that he was kind to both of us. So,
John,
I guess,
don't think,
know,
like you, brother. John don't
out.
Think like you.
But he's right. You know, like we tried to tell one artist, you can have a version that is explicit, that's got the language in it, but have a version that's clean, because you're just cutting your money off. What if the person that doesn't want to hear the explicit language likes what you're doing and wished you had it without it in it? You know, I saw some of the best marketing guys on the street in L.A., and they had the clean version or the dirty version.
So what you're saying, you should have the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And then one with a nursery rhyme on it. You don't want to pass it to little people's money.
So don't get me wrong. I'm going to tell you the truth. Being human, and as human as we may be, the vocabulary of the words that there in profanity and that language is second nature to the humankind. I won't lie to you. You can probably get I'll say a very spiritual man to use those words if he's pissed off. But it's being controlled and mandated by his spirit. That's what makes him say, I want to separate myself from it. When it comes to business, you have to separate yourself from the words so you can move across and cross market to areas that you can't usually get to. Because those words right there will keep you from getting into venues, I'm telling you, commercially. It's always in if you go into any venue out to like restaurants, just listen. Music is being played.
Well,
if
see,
you
there's
something
you,
of substance, you want it in there.
But see, there's the catch. There's the catch.
Yes.
They have to come out and let people hear the clean version. And that person that wants something more raw, you then pull out the other version, but your clean version is your main version.
Yeah, your clean version.
They don't look at it that way. They look at it as though, well, this is my version of it, and I don't want to dumb down on that. You know, if I take those words out, I'm dumbing down on it. And no, you should give them the clean version. And then, for those special people, here, I think this is more in your flavor. See, this is a business. This is a business of not missing a dollar as it goes down the street by you. Yeah, that's my dollar. I'm going to get that dollar. You have to think in that way because that's the business. You know, why do you want them to pass you up and go to the guy next to you? Because his is clean and yours isn't. You're missing money. It's about marketing. It's about being able to say, I am a business. I understand this game, and I am going to make money in this game. And it works. Because, you see, that person, when they hear the clean version, they look at you and they go, oh, okay. And you go, they should have heard the other version. I wonder if they'd have felt the same way. And then when that person says, oh, man, do you got something a little bit, you know, hey, man.
A little bit more edgy. I'm getting ready to go do a party tonight, man. I want to spend that tonight.
And then you bring out the other one, and it's slamming on the explicit and what have you, and they go, man, this is it. You got both sides of the game's money. Man, you guys should roll with me because, see, hey, I'm not passing up a dollar. I wasn't never like that, and I'm not going to be like that. And if you're going to be in business, guess what? Fred Meyer don't pass up no a dollar. Safeway don't pass up a dollar. They got how many different cheeses? They got all kinds. We got sharp cheddar. We got mild cheddar. Okay? They're not passing up a dollar. So when you start to think about business, that's the same way as you as an artist and a producer and all these things. You have to think about this market out here. You know, you let your head just swell up a little bit and go, oh, yeah. But it's a shame.
You almost said it, didn't you, Rada? You almost said it, didn't you, man?
No, I did not.
Okay.
You just got a potty brain. Yeah, you got a potty brain, man.
I got a potty brain, man.
You know what? Poetic has always told me. He said, man, you get an impression of somebody, man, and it's like, whoa, you know, I don't know where you get that, how you pick up on that vibe from that person. I listen to them. Remember, I'm an only child. I possess the only child syndrome. I'm going to check you out from what you say. And, you know, hey, I got to cut you loose when you start to mislead me. Because as an only child, that's a skill you develop because this is a hard, cold world and you must survive. I try to pass that skill on. And when I don't hear the truth, I will tell you. If you ask a question and I know the answer and you're wrong, I'm going to tell you. It's not like, you know, when they nailed Jesus to the cross, but it is like sticking a spike into a vampire. They will squeal and holler. So, you know, hey, see it the way it is. Oh, let it go. Let it go. He's not here. Let it go. Okay? But, hey, you know what? I have a love for music. I have a love for this industry. I have a love for the young artists. I want them to be successful, but guess what? The only way they're going to be successful is if they understand and prepare themselves in the right point. You know, don't only buy a suit for a funeral. Buy a suit for business. You know, get yourself a shirt and a tie, you know, because business is business, you know. And what you need to understand is that I told that guy, I know the pathway to success. He said, well, how? Well, hell, I told him, hey, you got to pay for that. Because if I tell him, then guess what? He then can convince others. I don't want him to convince nobody. Keep telling them what they're telling them. I'm telling y'all that I know how to get you guys successful. I know what to tell you. I know who to talk to. I know I got a friend on the on another line here named Poetic that's got telephone numbers. Sometimes it blows my mind on where he says the people belong to and who they are. But see, he doesn't knock on that door unless you're ready. Pardon the expression. He's not going
to
bullshit.
The only thing I got to say to that is, look, it's a path towards success. Your music is what's going to make you successful. There's no promises. We create the pathway of opportunities. It's up to you.
Yeah.
It's up to you to make a move. It's up to you to make a move.
You love the opportunities. Hey, I've been able to chit-chat with people that, you know, have done darn near everything in the business since I've been associated with you, you know. So it's not a false front. And if I tell somebody they wrong, guess what? I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but you're going to feel bad if you are wrong and you just don't want to correct yourself. You know, I mean, hey, my mama didn't raise me to keep my mouth shut. You know, she didn't. My mama used to talk like that. She'd tell everybody exactly what she thought. And she said, my father used to say, you just like your mama. And I go, no, Dad. But I guess so. I got a conscience. I just can't let you be misled. I'm going to tell you the truth now. If you want to follow that other path, then okay. God bless you. I'm going to leave you sitting in the car, huh? Yeah.
Anyway, Rawdog, it's about that time. We're getting ready.
What time?
We're getting ready to go to some music. about that time. John Lowe, what's your thoughts, my man? You don't?
Okay.
We good. We good. We good.
I don't want to go like, no music.
I don't think I like to say, man, Raw Dog hit a lot of things good, man. I hear for the younger generation, and you also said something that, you know, you create the path towards where they need to go, but y'all are mentoring to these young kids so that they can stay where they're going. So y'all credibility is out there on the line, so y'all trying to give a good impression. And when you recommend somebody, you got expectations for these unsigned artists. And y'all doing the right thing, telling them and explaining things to them. We all need that tough love. And it's good that Raw Dog is like that. You know, like I said, every now and then you meet somebody to tug your tap you on the shoulder and let you know which way you're going, which way you need to go, and stuff in life. That's one thing I like about Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all some great guys. You're doing great things, and I keep praying that y'all keep continue to do keep doing your thing.
I got
thank you,
Steve
sir.
And hey, you know what? Hey, I miss it when you not calling him, but I understand obligations and responsibilities. But I have much love for you, and this is Raw Dog. And I don't want to play no music. Do you want to play some music, already?
No, man, he don't want to play no music. Hey, man, let's just stick to the top. Let's keep it on going, man. We good.
We can play
good.
Music,
I'm
man.
Good.
I ain't mad at you.
This just do that. Hey, John, I ain't trying to be funny, man. You do that.
I ain't
just throw me under the bus. That's the type of friend I get. I know who I ride with now. Don't get me wrong.
Well, you know what? The one thing about this evening that hopefully came out, there are two sides of the coin. There's a point that, hey, this is a business, this is an industry. It takes all everybody in this industry, and it's about making money. Prejudice and racism and what have you, you know, those were things you had to look at in the past. But, you know, we're moving forward. And we're trying to put that.
I mean, let's just say it exists, but it can't be an obstacle to stop you from.
Oh no, no, and
stopping
you're
you from going. Well, it does exist.
Exactly.
But you cannot let it stop you from reaching to the peak of your dreams.
Oh,
if
that's
you believe
correct.
In what you have, if you believe in what you have, and you believe that you have what it takes, then dot your I's, cross your T, and move on faith and make it happen. And then surround yourself with the group of people that can help you get there, especially in details of the things that you don't know how to do. And
now,
believe
you know
me,
what?
I'm not saying that we have all the answers here, but we have a collective of amount of minds that come together to be your board of directors to make it happen.
And I'm going to play some music now. That was the word. I'm going to say this to you. Hip Hop National, we love y'all. John, God bless you. Stay close, man, in the family, you know.
Good night, everybody.
And good night. And, hey, we'll be back on when? This is Wednesday. On Friday, we'll have another good topic. Good night, everybody.
Good night, y'all. Yeah. Party all around the club. Hip to the hop and you know we don't stop.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. A.T. I'm your host, Dr. A.T.
Quiet down, guys. I'm live on the air.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poetic, right here in the studio.
Hip Hop National.
Poetic, can you get off that pole? The show's about to start.
This is Dr. A.T. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you got to do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline, 213-559-2995.
A hip to the hop, and you know it don't stop. Spinning out when you have to go. A Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history. Kill it. You may not know about me, like I was born on the west coast, back to where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the jack. Bob Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? So low motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the A.C. Touchdown like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact, to the south side shy. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. Beat my morale, my southern house to town. With me, plus they can hear it in my speech. Heard a brother film records, now the city claim me. That's west coast down south, midwest keys. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. Often act with reason I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place up the room, the man that you see. Whether here on the track, low, so poetically. I could tell more, but I'll leave it as it be. If you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Happy to get to know a little more about me, yeah. Your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like, let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like,
Dr. AT, ER crew.
Let's go, go, go. Step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's go. Now they flow. Got a step double. We can take it slow, so incredible.
Take it slow, so it's better.
on deck, same OG, I wanna know.
Tell me what you dream of, girl. Yo, just tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me what you dream
of, Rocco
Medici. Same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you around the
store. Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo, let's go.
Next on deck, G Squad marching.
Here we be marching. We don't stop. So we'll be singing in the east. So we'll be gathering. We in the west. So we'll be shouting.
They will be marching, we're down south. They will be singing in the east. They will be gathering in the west. They will be shouting in the north. They will be marching, we're down south. They will be singing in the east. They will be gathering in the west. They will be shouting.
why I pray every day that this world change. Why can't we come together in the 229? There's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. Why can't we come together in the 229? There's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. See, this a cold world that we living in. And this a cold world that we trying to take. We gotta make it home. We gotta change our life. We gotta do it for the good and the bad, home. It's people out in prison, every day they fighting charges. It's soldiers in the army, every day they fighting war. My people's in the hospital, every day they fighting pain. My people's in the nursing home, don't even know their name. We raping, we robbing, we stealing and killing. Drugs on every corner, tell me who can I turn to? I'm speaking to the 229, let's stop the violence. Don't four fire them AKs, let's put them guns away.
They
put them
will
up.
Be marching without sound.
So they will be.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
About just belief.
Yeah,
I believe in equality. Yeah,
yeah,
we all human beings. Yeah,
yeah,
we all human beings howling.
Yeah,
like a wolf in the still of the night, a beast.
Yeah,
playing this out, matching the pieces, transforming my reality.
Yeah,
enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah,
10.
Yeah,
make sure the thief of time,
yeah,
doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control. Your soul,
yeah,
our Lord shall console.
Yeah,
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 straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah,
these blessings, I do travel.
Yeah,
steady through the universe.
Yeah,
frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity.
Yeah,
sitting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah,
because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah,
we are all human beings. Yeah,
yeah,
we are human beings. Come on.
Yeah,
because together we will achieve.
Yeah,
I stand firm in this belief.
Equality.
Yes, Lord, we all.
Yeah,
we all human beings.
Yeah,
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah,
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah,
our fire, I'll be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah,
blessed to be.
Yeah,
yeah, equality.
Yeah,
yes, Lord, we all human beings.
Yeah,
yeah, equality.
Yeah,
yes, Lord, we all human beings.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.